is how has your life changed since March as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, my life changed in April. I got laid off from my job, and it hasn't been good. All of my bills have been backed up. I'm struggling. I don't qualify for anything, and it's sad because you would think a working person would qualify for something, and I don't. So I'm working off a bare minimum.
Thank you for sharing that so far. And what would you say, you know, those are extreme challenges that you've been facing. What has been the biggest or hardest challenge for you through this time?
Keeping this roof over my head. The rent, the lights, even though they extended it, the bills are only jumping. So it's affordability. I can't afford anything at this moment. Like, it's really hard. Absolutely. It's really hard.
Thank you. And so, what have been some ways that you've addressed some of those challenges, like resources that you've received, or just yourself addressing those challenges?
Right now, only thing that I do receive is food stamps. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing that I qualify for. I can't go and find another job because I have an autistic child at home. I have two small other children at home. So it's not like I can go out and look for somewhere to work knowing that I am on unemployment, but I still have these children at home. And my son is home, homeschooling. So that's another issue. I can't manage all of that, and I have no help.
And he's doing all at home?
Everything is at home.
Wow.
Okay. Everything is at home. And it's tough. It's tough.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that. And so as you, you know, have dealt with these challenges, who have been some of your sources of strength or allies during this time? Like, who have you been able to lean on?
My children. I have older children. So I was able to lean on my children, my husband, my mother. And that's it. You know, I don't have too many people that I can go to and say, hey, can you help me? You know, it's everybody's trying to help themselves. So it's right now, it's a living battle. So you can't go to your neighbor and say, can I get this? Do you have this to give? Because their situation is just as bad as mine.
Absolutely. Thank you. And so what has, you know, brought you happiness during this time, if anything? Like, where have you
just
been able to find those
home
moments?
Being home with the kids. And not less, you know, being a worker, but now being able to interact with my children as much as I want to. I'm home, so I feel like I'm an at-home mom now. And that's the happiest part, is being around them and making sure that they're safe with everything that's going on out here in this world. Making sure that they're okay.
Thank you. And so, you know, what have been some of the biggest things that have surprised you about everything that's going on, either from the beginning or even now?
Just how the government and the state has done things and how they were not prepared for this and how they have put every household in jeopardy, like, of losing everything. Regardless, you know, we're not making six figures. And they're going home a little happier than we are. Yeah. And it's just, to me, it's very unfair.
Absolutely. Thank you.
It's very unfair.
Definitely. Thank you so much for that. And so, speaking towards that, what do you hope to see the state or the communities do moving forward into the future, and as we try to heal from this?
I want them to, you know, make sure that everybody is safe. Knock on doors, offer a mask. I don't see anything that says Trenton, or, you know, you're not knocking on doors and say, hey, here's a mask. Even if they have it, if they don't, some people can't afford it. Before this pandemic, there was a lot of people that couldn't even get a job or that are homeless. So why can't you go out in the community and give them something? Make them feel appreciated. Make them know that you care.
Absolutely.
You know, that's how I feel. Nobody cares. You're not out. Everybody has to fend for themselves. Just knock on a couple of doors. It's a lot of disabled people. There's a lot of people that have families that don't have families. Help them out. You know,
Absolutely.
Give them something to protect them.
Absolutely.
You know?
Thank you so much. And so I want to talk about a bit what, you know, your most trusted sources of information have been during this time. Like, where are you learning about what you can do to protect yourself? Where are you learning about what's going on in the communities?
I'm learning about a lot of things through Facebook. I am connected with a lot of different programs and groups that's on there. So I'm getting my information from there. A lot of the information have been positive information and information that can help me and anybody else that I can assist. So it's like an ongoing thing. If they knowledgeably put out the information the proper way, we'll all get it. But some people don't have social media, so they can't get it.
Absolutely. And so Have you had any conversations with healthcare providers about everything that's been going on during the pandemic? Or if so, what have they kind of looked
My
like?
My insurance canceled out because of this pandemic, so I don't have health coverage. Because I'm not at work, so I don't have the coverage. So I'm like one of those ones that just can't get anything right now.
Sure.
You know? Absolutely. And that's a part of the job, you know? I'm not at work. I don't have the insurance. I'm not paying for it. Everything was taken, so I don't have anything.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. And so do you feel like all communities have been treated equally during this time, or has anybody been really left out of this response?
Everybody's been left out. Mm-hmm. No community is treated equally at all. Nobody at all. You know, if you're talking about a higher class community, yes. Lower class, no. We're all fighting for this, you know. So
absolutely,
they're not treating everybody fair at all.
I hear you. Thank you. And so just as a last question, I thank you so much for your time today and sharing your experience. Is there anything else you'd like to share with me that I haven't asked you?
Just that if they can come up with a solution for these kids to get back in the building to go to school, that right there would be the best.
Won't happen.
Like, they really need to figure out a plan.
Mm-hmm.